Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the Middle East is on the brink after Iran launched a huge drone and missile strike on Israel, the first time it's ever attacked the country directly. What will Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel do next? That's after a short break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Breaking news, in a major escalation of the crisis in the Middle East, Iran has started a direct attack on Israel by launching dozens of drones to attack targets there.
It was a slow-motion spectacle.
They're expected to reach Israel in the next couple of hours.
A fortnight after Israel attacked the Iranian consulate in Syria, killing two senior generals, Iran struck back. After years of shadowboxing, with Israel and Iran fighting through assassinations, proxy warfare and cyber attacks, suddenly everything was out in the open.
The sound of sirens pierced the night sky as a wave of Iranian weapons were intercepted over Israel.
In total, Iran fired more than 300 weapons at Israel. Some were slow-moving drones traveling not much faster than a car, but there were cruise and ballistic missiles too. According to the Israeli military, only 1% got through.
Among 170 drones launched by Iran, zero entered Israel. Among more than 30 cruise missiles which Iran fired towards us, zero entered Israel.
Israel cites the US, Britain, Jordan, and France as the allies that allowed to intercept the Iranian attack.
Despite the drama of the attack, the few missiles that reached Israel had a limited impact. What was interesting about the Iranian attack is how much warning there was.
But Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Israel, quote, must be punished and shall be, for an operation he said was equivalent to an attack on Iranian soil.
Israel remains on high alert, bracing itself for the possibility of an attack by Iran.
Countries including India, France, Poland, and Russia have warned their citizens against travel to the region.
In the days before, US intelligence gave clear signals that it thought an Iranian retaliation for the consulate bombing was imminent. A US general even went to Israel to coordinate a response to a potential attack. And when that attack did come, Iran told the world what was happening, before quickly declaring that it had met all of its objectives.
Iran's mission to the UN said, the matter can be deemed concluded. However, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe.
Iran doesn't seem to be itching for a war, but clearly felt compelled to send a warning to Israel and the West. But the attack has still increased tensions in the Middle East. It now falls to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet to decide how to respond. We'll have more after the break.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. Senior business leaders in the UK are keen to harness AI, but there's a complex regulatory maze emerging globally. The OECD, a group of the world's richest countries, which includes the UK, has adopted a new set of principles to ensure that AI operates in a way that's safe, fair, and trustworthy. The principles are wide-ranging, but in essence, call for AI systems to be designed in a way that respects the rule of law and human rights, and says there should be transparency around their use. By embracing the core principles of responsible innovation, UK business leaders can better explore sector-specific opportunities and emerging trends without compromising on citizens' trust. Find out more at ey.ai. Israel's allies want to draw a line under this dangerous moment. Both the US and the UK have tried to paint the thwarted attack as a defeat for Iran and a victory for Israel. Here's Lord Cameron, the Foreign Secretary.
In many ways, Iran has suffered a double defeat, the almost complete failure of their attack. And also, by making this attack, they've revealed to the world their true nature as the malign influence in the region.
Joe Biden reportedly told Benjamin Netanyahu to take the win.
The president's been clear. We don't want to see this escalate. We're not looking for a wider war with Iran.
For now, it seems that Israel is choosing restraint. One member of Israel's war cabinet has said that the attack offers a chance for a new strategic alliance against Iran. He released a statement talking about building a regional coalition and exacting a price from Iran when the time is right. But Benjamin Netanyahu hasn't made a formal statement, and he's not easily reined in. If he responds too weakly, he risks being pushed out by the religious hardliners who are propping up his government. It's clear what those hardliners want. "We need a crushing attack," Israel's Minister of National Security wrote on social media over the weekend. Israel's finance minister added that if Israel hesitates, then, quote, "we will put ourselves and our children in existential danger." The hope is that the West's calls for calm win out. They are, after all, able to show from the weekend that Israel needs their support. Joe Biden has reportedly told Benjamin Netanyahu that the US will not participate in any Israeli counterattacks. But what Israel chooses to do next is ultimately not up to the US or other Western powers. The US National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby conceded as much.
Whether and how the Israelis respond is going to be up to them. I'm certainly not going to get ahead of their decision making.
Israel's allies are crossing their fingers. If Benjamin Netanyahu marches to the drumbeat of war, a catastrophe in the Middle East could follow. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Xavier Greenwood. To understand more about how Israel's Prime Minister thinks in moments like this, you can listen to The State of Netanyahu, a three-part series from Tortoise's Slow Newscast, by searching for The State of Netanyahu wherever you get your podcasts.
Tortoise.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. The risks posed by AI range from bias in decision-making to misinformation and the misuse of personal information, all at an unprecedented scale. Nearly a quarter of UK businesses understand that the regulatory landscape is changing fast, and nearly half are tracking new regulatory guidance to be responsive to emerging best practice. The EY Responsible AI Service helps organisations innovate safely, providing confidence that AI and generative AI technologies are developed and managed ethically, transparently, and sustainably, and that potential regulatory and reputational risks are identified and mitigated. Discover how you can create a better working world with AI by going to ey.ai.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeeda Varsi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch, We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.